We're learning Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Simon Tov Chof Ches Siv Zayin. This is Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Lech Lecha. Says the Mechaber, Shmoyne Psukim Achreinim Shabbatayra Ein Mavsikin Behem. The last eight Psukim in the Torah, we are not to be Mavsik, to separate them. Elo Yochid Koyrei Eskulom, Yochid should read them straight. What's the reason we should not be Mavsik them? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Chof, Shmoyno, the Hainu may be Yomas Shomoish. He's telling us which the Psukim are from when it says, Vayomas Shomoish, Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Sif Kodesh Chof Aleph, Ein Mavsikin Behem. Let's say you want to divide them up, four psukim, to get another Leo, we cannot do that. What's the reason for this? Fatam, the age behen shina mishar sefer Torah. There's a shina, something different from here to mishar sefer Torah, to the rest of the Torah. So you have a good trivia question. You ask somebody, there are eight psukim in the Torah that are different than the rest of the whole entire Torah. What's the difference? The Yeshua kosvan, Yeshua wrote them. Moshe wrote them with tears in his eyes because he's writing about his death. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them with tears also is a reason that they should not be divided up as opposed to the rest of the Torah. That there's also another place that should not be divided up. The Membeis Masoi Shev Parshas Ela Masoi. The 42 travelings that travels that Bnei Yisrael did also should not be divided up, because they correspond to the 42 letter name of Hashem. Says the Mechaber in Sif Ches, the last Sif of Chelik Dalid. Mishiva Saba Talmas Veiloch Maftir in Tlas de Parnuso Sheva de Nechemto Tadit Tiyuvto. From the 17th of Tammuz, we start, we have Gimel de Parnusa, the three Haftaras, which are called the Gimel de Parnusa, the three Haftaras of Paranus. Then after that, we have Sheva de Nechemta, the seven of Nechama, and Tarde de Tiyuvto, and the two of Tshuva. Now we can discuss what each of these parishes are. Tlas de Parnusa, Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yeshayahu, Sheva... Sheva, that's the first three of Tlas de Parnusa. Then we have the Sheva de Nechemta, are Nachamu, Vatoymer Tzioin, Aniya Sayara, Anoichi, Roni Akaro, Kum Yairi, Sois Osis. And then we have in Sam Gedali, Vyom Sam Gedalio, Bemincho, Maftirin Dirshu. Veshava Sheben Rosh Hashanah Leim Kippurim, Maftirin Leoylam Shuva. Yeah, he's telling us also because it's going in order from Shiva Sabbat Thomas. He's not disagreeing with you. Sif Kodesh Chof Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going back to see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kodesh Chof Beis. Shimu v'imtov v'hifter b'Shabbos Rishon v'parsha d'yuma. What happens if you are mafter v'parsha instead of the parsha of the you should have lain, you lain the parsha of the week of the Shabbos. You have to be Shabbos Abba. The next Shabbos you should lain Divrei Yirmiyahu v'gam Shimu mipnei Shehem smucha zu lezu. Imagine if you're a guest that Shabbos, you know, in that shul, and you have a double haftarah because they made a mistake the week before. Now he's discussing just general haftarahs of the year. He says, in regards to Parshas Vayishlach Vayivrach Yaakov, is a mistake. You should not be laying v'yivrach Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach, Ella v'vayetzei maftirin min v'yivrach ad seif hasheya. The haftarah that begins v'yivrach Yaakov should be laying Parshas Vayetzei, not Parshas Vayishlach. And afterwards, v'achakach psukim from Yoel, v'achaltam ocho v'chulei v'yidatim, v'mitam shetzarech l'sayim v'davar toiv. And the reason is because we always want to end with something good. U'v'hasheya nisdayim u'poishim mikoshubam. And by Hosea, they're ending. It ends with the Pashmi Koshlubam. That's why you want to end with good psukim afterwards. Vayishlach maftirin min v'ami tuluyim v'gam mixos from Vayivrach Yaakov ad umashia ayin bilti. According to the Grov, al pi agro neigim l'hafter parashas vayishlach chazoy nevadia. Continues the Mechaber, back on top. Uchshiroish Hashana beveiz Gimel sheyesh Shabbos bein Yom Kippurim leSukkos v'Koyin boy Hazinu. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on the second or third day, that you have Shabbos. Sheyesh Shabbos bein. There's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. You lay in Hazinu, and you maftirin boy vayidaber David. V'yeshar, some say, Rosh Hashanah beveiz Gimel. Vayelech bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim maftirim by dirshu. V'shavas shebein Yom Kippurim l'sukkos shekarin hazinu maftirim shuva. Says the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Kodin Chav Gimel maftirim li'olam shuva. We always lay in Shabbos shuva, the parish of shuva. It's called Shabbos shuva. L'fishy by Hosheya who see maftara zu, since on Hosheya it's the end of this. We don't want to end with poishim kashul mik because that's a negative point. Right, that's what you look in the chumash. You find we have three, four, whatever, some psukim, not four, but usually it's like three psukim from other psukim from another navi. Right, yeshu, I can say right now, yeshu kasu shemasivim psukim micha, right, mikal kamoicha, yeshu shakasu shemasivim psukim, like you said, psukim yoel. Tiku shofar, the goimer. Well, your rabbi calls a shiva Prague. In Prague, nagula is a psuke micha, the gam psuke yoel. The dagam revava, hechria, the ain't sarch lahisa mishteim. We don't have to add from both of them. El de shikayrin vayelech. Mishabashuva, when we lay in vayelech and shabashuva, yesh the same with psuke micha. We should end with psuke of micha. The whom we ain't a parsha, because it's similar to the parsha of vayelech. Shumayin a parsha vayelech dechsev v'chora api upsuke micha ksev loyhechzik la'ar apoy. It talks about the wrath of Hashem in both the parsha and in the haftarah. Uchshiroyin hazinu b'shabbos shuva. When you lay in hazinu b'shabbos shuva, yesh l'say mepsuke yoyel duhu gamkei mein a parsha dechsev ba yarev kamat alichi v'goyim u'kasirim uchrivivim ale de'esev. So since we have the haftarah similar to the parasha, we should learn the from Yoel. Vapsuki Yoel ksev ayore lachem geshem ayre. V'ayim b'sharit shuvah shemisayim b'zeh shakol kefi haminug. Like we've been saying, everything is according to the minug hamakom. Says the Rama. V'haminug svara rishoyna. The minug is like the first svara that we say v'aydaber David. By this Shabbos, by the Shabbos between Sukkos. I am Kippur and Sukkos. Two more. Chavdal and Chavhei first. And the Mishnah Brura. Maftirim by Dirshu. Mishum Nechsev Dirshu Hashem B'Matzoi. Varmu Chazal. When is this time of Dirshu Hashem B'Matzoi? Zeo Ba'asar Yom Shabein Rosh Hashanah Liyam Kippurim. Maftirim Shuva. The Yofet Tzaka Sefkan Chavhei La'odam Bein Koidim Gzardin Bein Nach Gzardin. Back in the Ramah, we go like the first opinion that says, if you go back, you'll notice that it says, should you lay in Vayidaber David or not? So right above, it says, Maftir l'yoylam, Shkhozh Hashanah beveiz Gimel, Sheish Shabbos amurin l'mechaber, Bein Yom Kippur l'sukkos, and there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, V'kairin boy hazinu, Maftirin boy Vayidaber David. That's what the Ramah says, that's the meaning is like this first opinion, lay in Vayidaber David. On other Shabbos of the year, you lay in similar to the Paftorah, similar to the Parsha. When you lay in two Parshas, you have a double Parsha. Which Haftorah do you lay in? The second one. Except for one exception, which is the Haftorah of Acharei Mois. We'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah. Which we saw earlier. However, we do not push aside any of the haftaras we just mentioned above for sois or sis if there is a chasna. None of these parishes are pushed aside for sois or sis. But other haftaras you can push aside for sois or sis if there's a chasna, but we already mentioned from the Aruch HaShulchan and as well we mentioned from others that we do not have that meaning bizmaneinu. We do not skip around from one Navi to another Navi. V'gan Nisbar Shom also was explained over there in Sif Beis. Im Doichim Bebnei Shel Rosh Chodesh Achas Me'ilu Aftaris and Niskaris Kan. If we skip one Aftaris for on Rosh Chodesh for one Aftaris, I'll mention over here. Says the last Sifkon Chavav of Chelek Dalad in the Mishnah Brura, Shehi Aftaris Achrei Mois. So we, if you have Achrei Mois Kedoshim, you don't say the Aftar of Kedoshim, but rather of Achrei Mois. V'bneisha Aftar Shel Parasha Shniyo, the Aftar of the second Parasha of Kedoshim, Maskeres Me Tayevas Yushalayim, discusses the Tayevas of Yushalayim because of the Chatayim of Klal Yisrael. We don't want to, we'd rather not say something negative. Ma'ashayin Kein Kishahein Nifrodois, when they are separate, Shekvar Karu, we read Lane by Achrei Mois, in that case, Haloi Chivnei Chushim, the Parasha is Achrei Mois. Then you would have to lay in the parashat of Kedoshim of Ahasishbait. But when the two are together, it's better to we lay in the Haftarah of Achrei Mois. V'hinei halavush chodak al-Ramay, disagrees with the Ramay, v'daitet gam kishahi in the kefulo, even when they're double the Korin Haftarah Achreina, the second parashat, the Hainu shall parashat Kedoshim, aval abach ushar achreinim kosu, the bach and other achreinim say, shenispashi the minug, v'chol ha-kilos kiramobazeh, the Migdal like the Ramav, who Adin, Im Shabbos Parshas Achrei Mois, Haya Erev Rosh Chodesh, Umaftir Machar Chodesh, then the Maftir and Mishabbos Parshas Kedoshim, Haloi Chivnei Chushim. Yashikoyach, the Mazda of all of those who have finished Chelek Dalid, and those who will be starting Chelek Kei, Chazak Vematz. Have a good Shabbos.